Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yes, good morning. We're picking up on day four of our Dealing with Uncertainty devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us.
Yes.
And as always, I'll read the scripture, and then Tori will read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Joshua 23, verses 2 and verse 14, and it says this. Joshua summoned all Israel. You know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one of them has failed.
The devotional is titled, Pick Up God's Declarations. It says, Joshua spent most of his life enduring adversity, setbacks, and disappointment. And yet, he never stopped believing that God would keep his promises. By the end of his life, Joshua saw God's faithfulness come to pass, which is why he told the Israelites to recognize and remember God's promises. The thoughts you fill your mind with are crucial because what you cling to influences your worldview. If you choose to dwell on God's promises, you start to recognize God's blessings during uncertain times. Plus, trusting that God will redeem your present pain equips you to walk forward in faith and keep on fighting. As you walk forward today, reflect on some of God's promises and let them transform the way you think. These are them. God will sustain you. God's peace will guard your heart. God delights over you with singing. God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. God is your refuge and your strength, your help in times of need. In all things, you are more than a conqueror because God loves you. God will never leave you or forsake you. God's perfect love casts out all your fear. Nothing can separate you from God's love. God's not done with you. God's not done with you. God's not done with you.
And I'm sure you all have clued into this, but all of these declarations are from Scripture. And yeah. I mean, I was almost getting a little bit emotional there as we're reading them because it's just like, man, how often do I repeat these over myself? I don't.
Yeah.
There's a few, you know, that I will like cherry pick based off of like how I'm feeling, you know, like God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind or self-control, whichever version you're reading. But for me, I feel in my heart where I'm just like, wow, I need to be showering in this truth from God.
Right.
I need to be like, wash myself in his word. I need to be reminding myself of this because even after reading this devotional, I feel better. Yeah. I feel lighter. And I didn't know that I needed to feel better. That's what's interesting for me is that I didn't know that I was off because I was just almost kind of, I don't want to say existing because it sounds super dramatic, but I was almost existing.
But now
I'm like, God delights over me with singing. I'm like, wait a second. God, like,
so cool.
He actually delights in me, you know, and it's something that you're just like, you know, maybe you have to be in the right heart posture to hear it. But I think in this devotional, I finally heard it and it meant something to me. And so, yeah, it was like, wow, I didn't know I needed to hear that. And so I think we all should take time and whether you just rewind it and go listen to Tori say them again, or you take some time to read them yourself or the scripture from the app.
I highly recommend y'all go and actually write these things down. Like, take a piece of paper, either get this from the devotional app that will be linked below, or go back and listen and write it down as you're listening to it and pin it somewhere, whether that's on your mirror, whether that's on a wall, somewhere where you're going to see it daily.
The background of your phone.
Yes, absolutely. Make a little cute PDF, something that you really like. But truly, it's one of those things. It's like, this is how we fight. You know, when we talk about the armor of God, our offensive weapon is the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so if we know that the enemy is going to come and attack our mind, he's going to come and attack our thoughts.
With lies.
We have these declarations of truth because they're based on scripture. And this is how we fight against the enemy. This is how we fight our battles. Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's so good. I absolutely love this devotional.
You ready for me to pray, son?
I am.
Lord, thank you for this devotional, and thank you for this time to just sit here and remind ourselves about how you feel about us, God, and what you say about us and what you say to us, Lord. We just thank you for those things. We thank you that we're not here alone, Lord. You didn't just throw some book at us and say, good luck, God, but you gave us your spirit, and it's living inside of us, God. Your spirit's with us, and thank you that you can use your Holy Spirit to help us fight these battles, Lord. I pray that you'll just do a work inside of us all to not just exist like what I was just talking about, Lord. I pray that you'll help us to thrive on your word, God. Jesus said that man is not fed on bread alone, but every word out of your mouth, God. So let us don't just exist on the world, but thrive on your word, Lord. Help us to desire it. Help us to take it in and chew on it metaphorically, God, and let it resonate with us and take root, God. If it's true that people say that you are what you eat, God, let us just enjoy your word, God. Let us take it in and really just use it to memorize and fight battles and encourage people and lift our own spirits and just walk forward into the things that you're calling us to, Lord. We just thank you for this reminder, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God. Well, now's the perfect time, y'all, to throw on some worship music and break out that journal and write down these declarations that God says over you.
And one more for y'all. You are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Cheerio.